Coming at you from the Steel City, you're listening to Poor Man's Podcast, Pittsburgh's premier comedy podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, hosted by Chris Hopper and with a new special guest each week. And here's your host, Chris Hopper.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's still taking me a little bit of time to get used to that music. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me, as always, is the beautiful Shaylee. Baby Shay, how are you doing this fine evening?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, as always. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad. We had a week off. We took a little break for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. We were thinking about doing it, and then we thought, you know what? Let's take a day off because we both work other jobs that we're stressed out at. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to take a week off and bring it back even more powerful.
And it's so exciting because it's just like the all of it builds up. A whole week off and it just builds up. And then you're like, you just literally can't wait. And honestly, I have to say that my week did not go as smoothly as it usually does whenever I'm here with you doing this.
Oh, yeah. Is it because you had a week off?
It's because
it's been choppy?
No, I had a day off from doing this.
Yeah.
This makes my week fantastic.
I mean, last week you had a week off.
Yeah, and so, it was not smooth.
You're not right.
No.
Last week was no good for Chris either.
It took forever.
Chris had a mentally rough week.
I've said
that before on shows. I was probably just riding a manic high, and that's why, and like for real, that's why there's a logo and a sign and stuff now.
Yeah,
okay.
Well.
And then that came crashing to a halt.
But
we're back.
Know,
we're back in the saddle.
I do love, let me just say this. I do absolutely love, a lot of people don't like it, but I love when I'm in my manic state.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it. I thrive when I'm manic.
Well, yeah, that's what I had to do. For anybody who knows me and has seen my car, I cleaned my car. Kind of. I couldn't fully commit to that. But it was good for me. My car is a little bit cleaner. But yeah, when I have that manic high, yeah, you gotta clean,
you get shit done.
The last manic state or the last big manic one I had was in like February or March. I paid my car insurance for like 6 months in advance.
Oh my God.
It was a good one, man.
A good one.
And this Great. Past one, it was good. And this last week. it's been a little bit less.
Not the manic state. That's the depressing state. And that shit sucks.
Yeah,
like, oh my God. Turn my phone off. I don't care. I hate that.
I feel like I'm extra affected by the weather anymore.
So
it's been a very, I've noticed, I might have said this last week or previous weeks. It's very spring. I'm realizing more spring. The blues and the greens and the colors, they're more prominent to me.
All right. I feel it.
But maybe I never appreciated spring before. Because I've always, of the four seasons, spring has always been kind of my least favorite. Fall, obviously number one.
Oh, 100%. If you disagree,
And then it's up for debate after that.
I agree.
There's pros and cons. It's
each
nice.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Christmas. I love Christmas time. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I love Hallmark Christmas movies. I realized I just found out this past year. I never thought I would. It's such a guilty pleasure because I know it's straight garbage.
Every single one of them.
But the same could be said for Halloween. Did you see the Terrifier movie? I think it's called The Terrifier. It's on Netflix.
Don't talk to me about the Terrifier.
You haven't seen movies, so how would I know, man?
Let's pause it because I'm not saying shit about shit until I hear your full fucking honest opinion.
I loved The Terrifier.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Which makes no sense.
Okay, I have introduced that movie to a couple of people and it's like a black or white. Like either people love it or they fucking hate it.
I should hate it.
Oh my God, no, I love it. I love it. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it.
It's not good. And I just want to make that very clear to everybody. I forgot. We might have some video out today, so we'll see how this all goes.
it's gonna be amazing.
I've been staring at you the whole time talking about Terrifier picking my beard. But it's so because I just don't like horror movies for the most part, and it's mostly because they're just not good movies, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm a horror freak.
Yeah,
I love horror.
But
films.
You've also seen no movies too, so it's kind
I've
of weird.
But I've seen a lot of horror movies.
Okay, well, okay, that's fine.
But like any classics,
yeah,
count me the fuck out.
But you've seen Terrifier, and we can both say that's
I've
a classic.
Terrifier is great. It is honestly great. Like if you have to love like blood and gore, and you have to have like a very sick, twisted sense of like humor, kind of.
I hate to shit on your point. I don't. I'm not like, I like, I'm sorry. This is really bad improv, but like, I don't like, I'm not giant into blood and gore and all that. And it's just a shitty written movie, but like, I really enjoyed it. I don't know why.
Good.
I shouldn't like it. It was poorly made, but like, I will like any movie. Like, you could tell me it's about ice skating and I don't know, ice skating.
Or, ice skating board's that movie, Blades of Glory.
Okay. Well, it could be about figure skating. Okay.
Have you seen Blades of Glory?
No. I think Will Ferrell's overrated and John Hader's definitely overrated. Aren't they in it? Napoleon Dynamite dude.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. Yes, both of them are
Will Ferrell's funny, but he's a little overrated and his shtick's a little old.
No, there's another guy that's in it that's like, he's hilarious. And if you say that he's not funny, you're just going to have to like die at this point.
Okay.
And
I'm not saying they're not funny.
No, not those two, but there's another one. And he's hilarious. He's the one who's obsessed with the Napoleon Dynamite guy. Okay. No, I like that movie, though.
I'll watch it.
No, but Terrifier's good. Watch Terrifier. 100%. Yeah. I'm not over it.
It's not. What was the reason we were talking? Oh, because it's an awful movie. So that's the Hallmark Christmas movie equivalent.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because I went into it knowing it would be garbage.
Yeah, but you loved it. You still, like, you weren't like, yes, this was actual garbage. You were like, okay, I'd watch it again.
I think
liked
going
it,
into
it, was
but normally,
trash.
Normally, because there's people who like those campy garbage movies that are like, okay. I think Into the Woods was this movie I saw that was like, I got it like Dollar General and like they were giving it away there and I watched it and look, this video right now is better. If I would stab you right now, it would be better quality than Into the Woods or whatever, but I'm pretty sure there's a nipple in it. So it was worth the buy for 16-year-old Chris or whatever at the time.
No, that makes sense. Have you
Into
seen
the Woods got it play. What?
Have you seen the Conjuring movies?
I don't think so.
So the Conjuring movies are really good. They actually have the third one that's out, which I'm going to see tomorrow. So I will have some input on that. But I think the Conjuring, I'm a horror freak.
Yeah.
You know, I have my Chucky doll sitting like literally right next to my bed. Like Chucky and Tiffany. Like don't.
My brother had one of those when he was little.
Like the authentic one. Let's talk about how disgusting the new Chucky doll is. Have you ever looked up the new Chucky?
Oh, you mean the new movie? You showed me and I
like
can't get
doll.
On board with it.
They have the doll of that one. Like that, it was,
it
I
shouldn't
couldn't.
Even be made.
I agree. Completely. Absolute trash. It upset me.
Other than that though, how was your week? You went to, Pride in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I did go
whatever.
To Pride. Yes. I went to Pride in Pittsburgh. So it was definitely much different than what it's normally been. So like parade, you know, you think like floats, you think like, a whole bunch of different things, a lot of things going on. So, I mean, it's Pride this year was very comparable to a march. So there was like no floats. It was a crap ton of people. And you know, everybody looked absolutely amazing. And one really good thing about Pride is that it doesn't matter what you look like, what your style is, what you wear, how you decide to dress there, what you dress in, it does not matter. Like everybody accepts you. Everybody looks at you and just loves you. Like it makes you feel, if you've never felt like you fit in, a place like that makes you feel like you're completely fit in. And it was a fantastic experience.
So you did enjoy that much of your week, though.
Yeah, we hopped right into
the weather
the
was nice, right?
Oh, it was so hot. It was extremely
hot.
Well,
I worked for 13 hours that day.
Congratulations.
Well, you
we're
got to go
me.
Strut around downtown and live it up.
Yeah, we're talking about me. So
you got to strut for a block and then sweat.
A block. I wish you knew how long the freaking quote-unquote parade was, because it was long. But we did have to leave early, and I didn't get to visit a lot of the tents that I wanted to, which was sad. But everything else was totally worth it.
How long were you down there? How long does one need to be down there to get the full experience?
All day.
A full day experience.
Yeah, completely all day. I mean, you really want to be leaving when they're putting up the tents, and if you, like, even later than that. And
leaving when they're putting up the tents?
Putting away the tents. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, thank you.
It sounded like you really hated it. As soon as they opened, you gotta get the hell out of there.
You gotta go. And they're putting them up. Bye. But yeah, we were only there for a couple of hours. But it was enough to see the parade. We joined the parade. We walked with the parade, which was great. Got a bunch of good videos and pictures and stuff like that. I looked phenomenal.
Of course.
Obviously. But yeah, I went with really great people, so... It was a lot of fun, but that was my Saturday, and then I went and got ice cream with my brother at the end of the day, which was definitely a good way to end.
A cherry on top.
Cherry on top.
Ice cream and the day.
It was awesome.
While we have a nice little break, I figure, you know, 10 minutes in, we should probably get to the guest that we're having on this week.
And not talk about me?
Yeah, weird. I know. I thought 10 minutes at the top of the show was sufficient.
I don't think it is.
We can bookend it and end the show with a solid 10 minutes on just Shay.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah. And then in the middle, we'll have some good stuff.
All right.
So tonight, we have a guest named Chris Williams. He's from the Pittsburgh area. He's
Chris
an acrobat.
And Chris.
I know, the Chris and Chris connection. I know, right?
That was good.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was, no, that was like, brilliant. Honestly, yeah, like, let's I just want people to right know now. That my name does start with a C, so I kind of fit in there. Yeah. It just doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
But like, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go.
He's on. A what?
He's an acrobat. He does. He does. I believe the straps. I believe that's a thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm not good at explaining it, but I'm gonna.
So like
we're
the straps, like not
him.
Like a rib, like not the ribbon things, but kind of like that. Like
I think
it's
he
from
like
the
wraps himself in it. I don't know. Okay. He looks incredibly strong. He's lifting okay. himself. He's lifting other people.
Mm-hmm.
He does a ton of stuff. So we're gonna have him on.
Oh, this
and
is
then,
really good.
And then we're also going to have sports guy, JP.
Ooh.
JP the sports guy. Now, this is a sports guy I've been trying to get on for a while.
And he finally made the time.
Yeah. Well, we had Hot Dog Eric not last week, the week before. Who did yeoman's work? Hot Dog Eric did a hell of a job.
He did, I'd have to say.
The Penguins did, however, get booted immediately after him speaking about the Penguins.
Fantastic. Bad luck.
Even the ghost of Yager or whatever.
Bad luck. I don't
said,
have time.
Yeah. It wasn't enough to beat the Isles, but we're going to have JP, the sports guy, call in.
Okay.
He's going to give us some sports news, and we'll see where we go from there, Shay.
I love the sports
We'll
news.
See if we have regular news at the end.
Oh, yes.
Shay.
Yes. Regular news is usually like, and always a must, but like if it's
right.
skipped today.
Yeah. I think producer Jess already has a news story for you.
Okay.
So maybe we'll have her chime in to do the Shay News.
I love when she chimes in.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what.
She's like one
when
of my favorite
people.
When
Chandler was here to do the Shay News last week.
First of all, I took that show. The Shay News section, I killed it with the cicadas. So just, you know, remember that.
I thought you did fantastic job.
Yum.
All right. There's one thing I do want to get into, and then we're going to have our guest call in, or mm-hmm. I'll call mm-hmm. the guest, I guess. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. It's behind the scenes. Don't worry about it, people.
BTS.
We're already
mind
giving
your
you enough behind the scenes.
Heck yeah.
But this week, and I'm very hard for, I didn't mean to say that. It's hard for me.
Oh my God.
It's hard for me.
That's what she said.
Great. It's hard for me to complain about service. For in the restaurant,
obviously.
Any kind of service and just any kind of person that's doing a job for me,
right?
It's hard for me to complain.
I agree, but
but this week I had an issue with a fella named Kenny from DoorDash, and I'm starting off poorly.
Don't
exactly. That's what I said. Now you can ask around, ask whoever you want. Google
whoever
it, man.
No, I get it.
Fucking Google
it. Right.
But his name was Kenny, and I told Jess, when I ordered, producer Jess, I told her, I don't trust this Kenny guy. I don't like the cut of his jib.
Agreed.
I've never seen the name Kenny and had any kind of confidence
okay.
that whatever the job was, mm-hmm. it was going to get done.
Okay.
You had a loved one in the hospital and you heard Kenny was doing surgery, Dr. Kenny was behind the knife, behind the scalpel.
Yeah.
They're not coming back, man.
No.
Mm-mm. They're leaving with a toe tag. That's what Dr. Kenny's going to put on.
I want a toe tag.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about what Kenny the DoorDash douche. The 3D.
Kenny the
DoorDash
douche.
DoorDash, more like door douche. Whatever, we'll work on that. We'll work
we'll
on it.
Out
yeah, no,
we
we'll do it for. It's not like we're recording
no,
now.
No, we got it. Yeah,
but anyway,
no.
It was strange. So I ordered ribs and I ordered
Applebee's.
I don't know. I think I ordered from Chili's because I wanted corn on the cob.
Okay. I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah. So
it's already sounding good.
But it was also like I had to see what was around because I try to order ribs from a couple of these places in Pittsburgh and I am none too pleased. I'll tell you what.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of good things. Like tonight I'm drinking this beer right now from Hitchhiker. Hole Punch Hawaiian Punch.
Show it to the camera.
Oh, yeah. We do have a camera on
we
today.
We have a camera, you guys.
It's an
look
IPA
out for
with milk
it.
Sugar, tropical fruits, and vanilla. So I got a couple. And I also, this might be strange to hear, but as a native Pittsburgher, this is my first time drinking Icy Light ever. So we're going to see how this
Which
goes.
I actually do find surprising just because I know that you have.
Looks like Nick Bonino's on the cover. I don't know who that is.
I thought you would know.
It's not him. I don't think. It looks like number 13 or 9, but I don't know.
Let me see.
I'm going to drink it first.
Take a sippity-sappity, and then let me see the bottle, because I probably know so much more than you do.
It tastes like light beer.
You can have this back. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's either a 13 or a 9, you guys.
Is that what I just said?
Yeah. Okay, no, perfect. I was just kidding on the 9. It's either a 13 or an 8, but continue.
Okay,
so DoorDash douche.
I don't think it's Dumoulin. Anyway, so yeah, this guy. So I order, and it's getting later, but I know it's not too late. I would never order, and this is for all you people out there listening, never go into a restaurant or order a restaurant and keep them there past close. Now, if you're going to go...
That gives me chills.
If you're going to go late, okay, it is what it is. Because maybe you had a late day, whatever.
No, there's no exception.
No, there is.
I picked my mom up from the airport and didn't get home until 9:45. And I'm pretty sure that the fast food places in Beaver close like 10, 11. And I was like, absolutely not. Let's go to like Applebee's that closes at 12.
Okay. Well, let me finish what I'm saying. If you cannot finish your meal in its entirety and be gone before close,
okay,
then
agreed.
It's too late. If you make them stay open later than their hours, then you're an asshole.
I agree.
Unless you're hammered at a bar, and then it is what it is.
Well, yeah.
It's a shitty move, but you're drunk, so you don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But you shouldn't.
It's pass.
Right. So I saw, okay, all these other places are closing up. I'm not going to make them DoorDash for that.
Right.
Applebee's or Chili's or whatever shitty place I went, or great place.
Yeah, no, good places.
I ordered, actually, I like the
I wish we had a Chili's close to us because Chili's is actually really good.
So anyway, I got those. He brought them the whole way to my house, and I'm waiting for the text that Kenny is dropping off my ribs.
Right.
Kenny's here. I can see because when you ordered DoorDash, if you ordered DoorDash.
Yes, 100%.
I order DoorDash multiple times a day.
Okay.
So
no,
I,
not you.
Well, I ordered, and I can see he's getting closer. I got the text saying, Kenny is arriving with your bag.
Right.
Please wear a mask if you approach Kenny. Well, okay. Kenny never fucking approached, Shay. Kenny sat in the street for 15 minutes. I sat there waiting. Okay, is Kenny all right? Is Kenny having a stroke? I walk down the steps. I look out. Kenny has his brake lights on. Kenny's just sitting, chilling in the middle of the street, up the hill. I would have checked on him, but it was up the hill. So I was like,
okay,
all right.
That's like not worth it.
So I chilled there for a minute and then walked back in and texted him. I'm like, I'm the one with the light on standing outside. You good? And then he just pulls away. I'm like, oh, shit, Kenny's on the run with my ribs.
So what do you think happened? Do you think he was sitting in the car eating your food? Or
that's exactly what I think.
He never went and got it. He had to have.
No, he would have had to have got the food. He got the food. And then I could see on my map, he was around the corner, just sitting there for 10 minutes. I had DoorDash call me and apologize and offer me credits and stuff.
They should have automatically gave you your damn money back. You didn't eat shit.
Well, yeah, I got my money back. I said I'd prefer the money back over the credits.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Shay. Thank you.
I'm getting fired up.
Anyway, Kenny was around the corner just sitting there for a while. I didn't want to go over because I didn't want to get shivved by fucking Kenny.
Yeah,
okay?
True, because he would
have. He can have the ribs and I'll keep my body intact.
Yeah, okay, agreed. I would have chosen to like stab me, but like it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
What a piece of shit.
So Kenny sucks. I ordered pizza from like one of the pizza places in Bellevue and was pleased with that.
I was
going to
say it was probably
much
better.
I wanted ribs, so...
That sucks.
Yeah,
like, he literally arrived to the house. Like, does he understand, like, how windows work?
He brought it that
like,
far.
Like, I know that you're here. I will go out and look
he
for
had
you.
To be. I don't get, if he's going to eat my food, just go eat it in North Hill somewhere.
Well,
or
he,
go
no,
eat it somewhere else. To, don't bring it to my doorstep and eat it in front of me.
I bet you he did it because he had to show that he arrived to the place so that he would get credit for it.
But when they immediately gave me a refund because it said
he had
the
to
dasher
have lost
had
his
cancer.
Job. Had to have.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm saying that's
I
a good thing.
I want my ribs,
thing.
Man.
Fuck him.
He's swindling me, man.
Oh, I would have been
mad. But the whole thing was, is I couldn't reorder it because
yeah,
it was already done.
Yep, exactly.
All right,
don't fuck with my food. That's a big thing. Like, don't mess with my alcohol. And I, not that I drink. And damn sure don't mess with my food. I just don't have time for that shit. I'm fine.
We're going to get Chris on the phone right now, okay?
I'm so excited.
So tell the people... A little bit. Actually, just we'll hold steady, okay? We're going to give him a call.
We're holding steady.
All right. Roadcaster. Oh, okay. We're dialing.
I'm very excited.
Let's see
for
how
this
goes. Hopefully.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Wonderful. This is Chris Williams, everybody.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Well, I hope everybody's doing well out there.
Thank you for taking the time, Chris. Did you just get done doing a performance?
I did, yeah, actually. I had three shows today at Busch Gardens in Tampa. And you know what's really funny, actually? I was thinking about this a couple seconds before you called. but I am more nervous calling into this podcast than I am performing for 1,000 people.
As you should be, with all due respect. Oh, Chris, this is Shay, my co-host with me on the phone.
Hi.
You can probably hear her.
Hi, Shay.
Her voice
Hi,
laughter.
Chris. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to learn about you.
No, I asked Chris about this a couple weeks ago because he posts incredible pictures and videos and stuff and
yes.
just the strength and just everything, flexibility, strength, precision, all that. It blows my mind. It's nice to see anybody who's just good at whatever they do.
Yes.
But I told
you guys are very kind.
Oh, thank you.
He was talking to me.
Yeah. Chris, can you please just quiet down for a minute? Okay. I appreciate you calling in, but I told Shay I gave her your Instagram to look at it and she was blown away. So,
oh my God,
so Chris, please just tell the listeners, you said you're in Busch Gardens. What kind of stuff do you do? What's a day for you like?
Yeah. So, I perform aerial straps here at Busch Gardens in Tampa and it's actually a brand new show called Cirque Electric. And believe it or not, I was actually hired off of Instagram. They had another guy that performed aerial chair, which is really cool. I actually got to watch his act a couple of days ago, and it just blew my mind how good this guy was. But
is it exactly how it sounds? That he just has a chair in the air and it's balance, and I'm sure it's a lot more than that.
Much.
Let me just dumb it down.
Oh yeah,
the people who say you just put a ball in the hoop, right? Oh, okay, nobody cares.
Oh, yeah, easy.
This is dumbing down.
Pretty much, but my straps are like pretty much about 10 feet in length, and the closest thing to them is probably Olympic rings, like the gymnastics rings. Except, to be honest, it's a lot easier to get by on straps because they're infinitely softer, and they literally just get tight around your wrist and everything. And yeah, you use momentum, you use strength. I personally like joke around and I say, oh yeah, I get by with a lot of prayer, a lot of good luck, and stuff like that. But yeah, they saw my stuff on Instagram, and the company that's doing it reached out and was like, hey, we really like your stuff. Do you guys have any, or do you have any free time, or do you want to come out and perform? And I was like, fuck yeah, absolutely I do. especially given the last year of this like whole crazy pandemic situation.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask, how has that been? How are things now with crowds? Have you done anything performing without a crowd? I would assume that would be very strange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like when I when the whole pandemic started, I was just kind of training underneath a tree in my backyard. I just literally hung my straps up and was like, well, you know, I've got nothing better to do.
Right.
But in Florida, it's kind of like COVID never happened.
Because... I guess you are in Florida, right?
Yep, that's very true.
Yeah, so putting it lightly, our governor is a bit of a dick. He's a raging asshole. So,
Doesn't sound like governors.
Oh, you know, I mean, that being said, there at this point, you know, it's a bit weird, actually, because there's no mask mandate. There's no social distancing or anything like that. So they pack like 1,000 people into this theater. Now, I, as a performer, have to wear a mask. And I guess technically because I'm about 25, 30 feet in the air on any given pass, I'm very, very adequately socially distanced.
I was going to say, your straps are at least 10 feet.
Yeah, I'm very confused on that, how that even
A lot up. Of crowd interaction with lifting and stuff,
that
or I think
no
you'd be
sense.
All right. But
yeah.
That's you. But, bring the 9-year-old out to spot you. That seems...
yeah, and you know what? Especially like this contract is actually the first time that I've ever actually gotten to work with a professional lift with like an electric motor and everything that brings you up that high. And I mean, technically in theory, everything that I do is the same as if I'm just training it only like a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
But man, this is the first time I do like a pass where I actually do a handstand in the straps. And I looked down and I was like, holy shit, I'm high. That is very, very high.
I don't understand how anyone gets used. I guess once you do it long enough, maybe it just becomes mundane. I hope it doesn't become mundane because I guess if it becomes mundane, that's when it becomes dangerous.
But. Oh, I mean, to be honest, I love what I do. You know, I am. When I first started.
How long have you been doing this exactly?
Only a couple years, actually. I probably started about maybe 3-ish years ago.
Oh,
but from the moment that I like
that
first, I just.
I'm just doing nothing. I'm like, oh, three years. Okay.
I don't know if it disappoints me because it makes me feel shitty about myself or if it like literally mind blows me. Because
like I've had pizza every day for 3 years. That's
like,
what I've done.
Literally,
for
you would think.
Hey, that's good. That's what my night entails, pizza after this.
Don't
pizza,
rub
a couple
it
beers.
In, Chris. Don't rub that in. No, not with, not with what you're doing. You can't say that you eat pizza at night. Not fair.
So you, I know you said you do the straps. Jeez, sorry. You do the straps, but I've also seen video, and Shay was asking me about the giant kind of hoop ring thing.
Oh, yeah, the steer wheel.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
well, we were going to say that.
As the layman would call it, the listener, right.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, yeah, so I've got a friend named Zeus, which that is his real name, too, like Zeus, which is a great name.
Yes.
On one of the cruise ships I was working on, he started training that a little bit. Oops, sorry about that, dude. You can actually hear a roller coaster in the background there.
No, you're good. I thought it was just the people loving the show.
I'm going with that.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
But yeah, so my buddy Zeus started training it and everything, and then over this pandemic, he kind of sat down with me and said, "Hey, look, around here, you're going to be able to book a lot more freelance work, a lot more like corporate gigs and stuff like that, if you have a ground-based apparatus, or if you have a ground-based discipline." So I was like, you know what, I've got nothing going on, you know, I'm not doing anything with my day at this point other than just, you know, hanging out under the tree. So I started doing it, and it is very addicting, the steer wheel, and it's a little bit sketchy at times, especially because it is possible for the wheel to slide out. And I actually, a couple months ago, dislocated my kneecap in it. I was trying I wasn't ready for, to be honest. But I mean, my knee's fine now, and thankfully, like at the moment, since I'm doing straps, I really don't need my knees when I'm in the air. But the wheel's fun though, and especially like whenever you get into like the coin spins and everything like that, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely. But, it's incredible to see. That's one thing. It just blows my mind because I like can't even comprehend the balance or any of that. How long and like when you're talking about passing and stuff, how much practice do you guys do together with a partner or whatever you're doing before you are stage ready?
It depends, honestly. Usually for something on straps, like my training on any given night is usually between anywhere from 1 hour if I'm just being lazy and going through a warm-up or whatever. And sometimes there's nights where we're at the gym from like 9 at night until like 4 or 5 in the morning because there's just like a trick or something that I really, really want. And I can like just taste that I'm close to it.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep hammering it out. But usually like if I actually just recently had a talk with my boss about some of this because he is giving me the freedom to pretty much do whatever I want when I'm performing here. Usually for a skill or something, it's got to be automatic before I take it into the air. It's got to be something that I won't think twice about, or at least I can fake it. Well, for instance, like some of the flexibility stuff, I'm not flexible at all, believe it or not. Yeah. My center split's like a pizza slice, but I'm really, really good at faking it. I'm really,
Shay, so are you, Matt, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then plus I always joke around and say that like if you perform in your face, then nobody cares what's going on with the rest of your body. So my career has been based off of just performing well in my face.
Yeah, actually, Shay, once again, this comes back to you.
Yeah, no, it does. I'm relating with you hard right now.
Now I would assume predominantly our listeners in the Pittsburgh area. That's where I've been advertising mostly, but I'm sure there's people all around. There's people in Florida who love you, so hopefully they follow this. Mm-hmm. But Chris, you are based out of Pittsburgh. You went to Central Catholic with me.
Wow. Yeah, World Central Lights Catholic. 09.
Represent.
Yeah.
Never mind. It was gonna get really weird for a minute. Yeah. It would be a super obscure reference. Yeah. Okay. How did you get from Pittsburgh to Florida? What was your journey like? And like I know you said you've only been doing this for 3 years, but this isn't something that everybody gets into. So,
when I was in high school, I started actually dancing a little bit, and at the time, it was a lot more challenging than I thought it was. I did musical theater in high school and everything, and I loved it way more than I ever thought I would. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew at that point I was like, you know what, I think I actually could have a career in this if I really wanted to. And thankfully, Point Park University's actually got a fantastic dance program that I got really, really lucky. And I got in there, went there for 4 years and everything. And my career actually started at the other Busch Gardens in Williamsburg in probably like, I don't even know, like maybe 2009, 2010, maybe something like that. And then I went and performed with Carnival Cruise Lines for about 8-ish years. And while I was on there is actually how I got my start into circus stuff. There was a guy that was doing an apparatus called Chinese Pole. And that's have you ever seen like the guys do like the human flag where they go on like a flagpole or something?
Yes, that's insane.
Yeah, so there was a guy that would fly on every week and perform that in one of our shows. And he would be doing like sideways pull-ups and all these cool things. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing that, and then I was in New York City at a place that doesn't really exist anymore called Circus Warehouse. And while I was training Chinese pole there, I saw a guy doing straps, and I said, you know what, fuck Chinese pole, that's what I want to do.
That does
definitely look
Chris,
very, very
let me
crazy.
Ask you this while I'm thinking it, because my mind will wander. Do different circus, are there different cliques? Like, is there a Cirque du Soleil who looks down on a cruise, who looks down on whatever? Not down, but maybe, you know.
Thinks they're better.
Puts their nose up. Is there a hierarchy where people think, oh, because I'm here, I'm better than it's like, does Busch Gardens Tampa talk shit on Busch Gardens Virginia or whatever it is?
I do.
Okay, that's a perfect answer.
I mean, in the nicest way possible, I make sure to, like, you know, talk some trash, talk some shit. And then the guys that I train, I actually train with the Cirque du Soleil guys that are in Orlando. They're going to be in a show called Drawn to Life that hopefully will open in October. But just by, like, sheer coincidence, the way everything worked out with the pandemic, when the pandemic started, I was actually stranded on a cruise ship in Freeport, Bahamas. And
There's worse places to be stranded.
Well, I mean, to be honest, we weren't allowed off the ship. So it got a little bit old, and I was just sitting around. And I know that this sounds really, really dumb, but the most frustrating aspect was that even when I was connected with the internet really, really well and everything from the ship, it was just a little bit out of reach to where the Pokemon Go gym was. So I was like, oh my God, come on.
You gotta close out of the app and then open it back up and hope your GPS glitches for a second. And then that's when you
swear.
Gotta catch them off.
I know, the peasantry, the absolute peasantry of it. But
What level are you on, Chris?
I don't even know. I wasn't doing too well.
Although I did
have a Charizard, though. Oh. I did actually have a Charizard. That's what I was really excited about. I wanted to, like, put it in the gym just to, like, show it off and everything. Yeah. But, you know, of course, like, I wasn't that lucky.
Yeah.
But when I got off the ship, I initially was going to come back up to Pittsburgh and see my parents and everything and see my friends. And my parents were just like, hey, look, it's not safe. You got to find somewhere else to live, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
And then what started off is, like,
and
in 2 weeks, hey, I'm going
to
go...
They just didn't want you to come home.
Like it.
Chris, it's not safe for you.
Just don't come back.
Yeah, that's the excuse they went with.
A lot of foresight, making up a virus 4 years ago just to get rid of their son. No,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
but,
I mean,
go.
But yeah, so where was I? Oh, sorry. So when eventually I visited some friends from cruise ship who were also doing circus and stuff in Orlando, and I just ended up moving here full time, and things just kind of worked out. We train with the Cirque du Soleil guys and everything, and they're actually the nicest people on the planet. I can't speak highly enough about them.
I just assumed they weren't, and I think it's because it's a French name. I just assumed that everyone there was, like, arrogant about it.
I'm mad.
If it was a bakery named Baguette Bakery, like, I would just assume they're all assholes.
No, I would assume.
But if it was, like, Donut Bakery, I'd be like, oh, they're fun.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Okay, no.
These guys are so supportive.
No.
And like, honestly, the circus community in general is just, they're the nicest group of people. Even the Russian guys and everything that just look really intense and sound really intense. Like one of my side jobs in Orlando, actually, when I'm not performing at Busch Gardens, is catching flying trapeze. And the guys that are teaching me are all Russian, and they're all so nice and positive.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
You guys shouldn't be like this, you know?
I
guess they're not in Russia anymore.
They're allowed to smile. They're allowed to, like, make jokes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's crazy.
So what's the future looking like for you then, Chris? How long is this show? And then what's the step from there?
So I'm going to be here until about September. And in case anybody happens to pass through Tampa in that time or whatever, I'm going to be performing every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday from now until the start of September. And then hopefully I'm in conversation with both Disney and Universal right now. Disney's talking about opening up a new Star Wars hotel, which
is
going to be
amazing. Is that a
little
mom and pop company? You said it's pronounced Disney?
Oh my God.
We'll see if they take off, man. Whatever. Good luck. See if they get any traction. This Disney. No, that's awesome. That's incredible.
That
I would shit myself if I got a letter from Disney. Man, I didn't pay something. At some point.
Man, I mean, I'm really hoping for it because they have really good health insurance and yeah.
probably
not the best situation to be in, but I lost my health insurance like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they'll send Doc the Seven Dwarf over and take care of you.
Yep.
Yeah, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant. That's genius.
We're gonna save that drop. Can you just say "you're brilliant" one more time, real smooth?
Brilliant.
Thank you. No, but two, go on. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. I have ADD, probably.
No, this is great. Yeah, I do apologize. My girlfriend is from England, and like 90% of the people that I've worked with over the last couple of years have been from England. So you don't really think about this kind of stuff until you look back on it in you know, hindsight. Uh-huh. But a lot of the little isms that people say, a lot of the isms that people like tend to do or say just in random situations, ends up being what somebody else around you just says a lot that you just kind of pick up on, whether it's the way you say something or for like me saying brilliant. It's just a product of being around people that say brilliant
now,
all the
Chris,
time.
I have to ask you this. Have you picked up, do you say cheers when you leave?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Oh. I hate myself for it.
God.
But
don't hate you yourself.
Know, he bleeds black and awesome. Gold and says cheers.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh no! I'm the absolute worst for this. But when I like am sending a text message or an email or something like that, I usually put "cheers, fella" at the end.
I think "cheers" is better in text than it is verbally. Though.
He said "cheers, fella."
Yeah, it just sounds weird in American accent, you know?
Yeah. Oh well, yeah.
Cheers.
I see a bunch of Australian guys who work at Bechdel in the Shell company, and they hit me with "cheers" a lot. I realize that when I'm drunk, I match whoever's accent. Okay. If they're talking to me, I like pick it up when I don't do it intentionally.
No,
but I for sure
there's
pick up an
like
Australian
there's
accent.
There's like something
quite a bit.
Called that. Like that's an actual
accent
thing.
Accent chameleon.
Yeah, no, but like it is an actual thing that people do unintentionally.
We'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But Chris, once again, thank you so much for taking this time. I will put your information on our stuff. What was that?
Guys, thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast. I'm actually sweating. I was nervous.
Oh, it's so funny that people get nervous for this. And I'm like, oh my God, we're fucking morons.
Yeah,
but,
we
are. my aunt and my uncle live in Tampa, so I'll send them over. And maybe we'll make a trek down to Florida. We'll look for a reason to go down to Florida.
I do have I have one question for Chris. I have one question for him. And it might be a really dumb question, hence the term that Chris just used for us as in morons. Whenever you're with your partner and you're doing different like little things, do you have to trust them more or do they have to trust you more?
It depends on what I'm doing, to be honest. Like, there's a thing called three highs, which if it's part of a discipline called columns, but it's literally just stacking three people on top of each other, standing on each other's shoulders. And I base those when we do, training and stuff like that. And the person in the middle has the toughest job. And if you have a shit mid, you can't do anything. You can't do anything.
My brothers do that in the pool. And we sit on each other's shoulders, but the middle guy gets... he gets the brunt of that, and I can't imagine what it would be like for him.
Oh my God! Yeah, I was just.
But I mean, I'm a bit of a control freak sometimes. So like, usually, if there's anything that I can control, I will.
Yeah.
But with stuff like that, like sometimes you do, and I think that's with anything that's like partnering or whatever. Like you have to have a good like you know rhythm, a good relationship, mm-hmm. and everything like that, just
yes.
to you know make sure. And especially because with some of the stuff, it does become dangerous if people are just you know clowning about or anything or just right. kind of. Not doing their job, but as long as you're doing your job and as long as you're like doing your like tasks or whatever, or keeping track of what you like your responsibilities are in any given thing, then you're fine.
That's amazing. But, your work really, it truly is absolutely amazing. It you do very well.
I agree. It blows my mind.
I told you I was good at faking it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing fantastic at two jobs, so that is awesome.
We're faking it here because like we don't really know what we're doing either, so
yeah,
that all works out.
Yeah, I second that.
It's like sitting at the adult table for the first time at Thanksgiving, like... You know, like the, like Thanksgiving, the first time that you get to sit at the grown-up table and everything, and like... Part of you is like, you know, maybe I feel a little bit like a faker. No, no, no. You just got to put on that front and be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a grown up now.
Right.
I sit at the grown up table, like flexing your 9-year old muscles. Just like, yeah.
I think that's a lot of what being an adult is just pretending like you belong there and just going through the motions 100%. And just showing up and then just being there. Just that it becomes
oh my God,
yeah. Just showing up and doing the work yep. is.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry. Yeah. One more story, real quick.
No, please.
But my housemate Phyllis performs with a Festival of the Lion King at Disney World mm-hmm. Down in Orlando and everything. And my buddy Zeus and I went to go see her, whatever. And we just really didn't want to pay for parking. We're a little bit poor. So we were like, nah, it's just too expensive. So we drove into the employee parking lot and just waved at the guys as if we had like done it 1,000 times and everything like that. And they just let us on in. And we were like, oh my God, that's the secret. Just pretend like you're supposed to be there. Pretend like you've got nothing to hide. And then nobody will question it. You walk the walk, people will just assume that you can talk the talk.
Exactly. Yep. Same goes for if you're carrying anything around a cop, man. Just God. Pretend like you belong, man.
It's so true. It's so weird how that works, but it's so true.
Don't pull your seatbelt real fast.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
My God.
Chris, thank you so much. If you come back to Pittsburgh anytime soon, let us know. Although you're busy. Stop in the studio.
Let's grab a beer or six, you know?
Please. Hey, it's weird that you said that. I'm actually drinking my first Icy Light I've ever had in my life right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was like, I feel like just because I should know what it tastes like. I have a couple other craft beers that I got from. There's a lot of nice Pittsburgh breweries anymore. So next time you stop up, definitely we'll have to grab a drink.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you so much. Yes. It's been great to hear from you. Absolutely.
And then I would love to like actually come to a recording for you guys and maybe just like, you know, talk shit in the background or whatever. Please. And just kind of hope it gets picked up.
Please do. We'll see. Yeah, editing is not my strong suit.
We don't edit here. We don't edit.
You know what? And Shay, that's going to make us so much stronger for a live performance.
Oh,
we're live to tape, man.
Yeah.
We're live to tape.
We don't have to edit.
We don't do anything.
No.
We had this video. Your phone probably died an hour ago.
No, I'm watching it in the TV reflection.
You're brilliant,
Shay.
You're getting smarter. You need to hang out with me more.
Brilliant.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of sound drops.
That was such a good one.
He could. Oh my God.
Chris, you're outshining.
You got to download in the episode and hear the new sound guy in the beginning. If you know any sound guy, I don't want to talk shit on my old guy, but.
No, your old guy's fantastic, but it's.
He was good. He's a good starter guy.
Yes, I agree.
He's a starter intro guy. It's like a starter.
That's exactly right. I agree. We should always have options.
That's right, Shay. Mm-hmm. Chris, once again, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. You did amazing.
Thank you, guys. This has been awesome. I absolutely love this.
Yes, and it blows my mind that he did. He performed, and he was like, I might not be able to. And then the second he was done, he told me, and I was like, fuck yeah.
I know.
Glad we dragged our feet all day.
I did.
This was absolutely worth it.
Things, that's how
blows
it goes.
Blows my mind, your work ethic. Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, guys. There we go. There it is.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you. All right. Chris Williams. Wow.
Wow. No, honestly,
love that.
His
I'm
work
so
is...
fucking glad he took the time to do that. It blows my mind. All he does, he just works all the time. And I talked to him 2 weeks ago, and he was excited about it. And I was like, wow, okay. It's super nice that he's excited about it.
Yeah, but 2 weeks ago, that's a lot of time for somebody to just be like, I'm going to like not talk to him.
Oh, and there's a lot. Believe me, I find out every day.
Yeah.
I'll
that's
have
amazing.
People tell me stuff, and they're all about it until it's time to do it. Chris, taking the time, and it's not like he was, you know, it was his day off and he called in.
No.
He was just hanging 30 feet in the air on 10.
And he sent you a text stating, like, I'm so sorry, I just got done. But like,
I'm
I would
sorry,
love-
I got done performing
like,
from people.
What?
Let me do your podcast that no one listens
pleasure.
To.
Pleasure. Everybody listens to this. Dude. Don't say that. Did you look on his, I like stalked his Instagram, like, hard.
Good. He's
he has
talented.
A beautiful girlfriend. Like, she's very beautiful.
I will take his word for it because I know he's ripped. I'm sure he could find a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, he's like totally
now,
ripped.
Shay, the night's not over.
At night.
Well,
no,
you
mad.
Think we're peaking. We still have sports guy JP to call in.
And I'm very excited.
To give us some info, we had the Floyd Mayweather fight against Logan Paul. Shay.
Hell yeah, we did.
Okay. I thought you might. Do you know Logan Paul? That seems like your wheelhouse, man.
Yeah, like I'm kind of into guys that fight.
Yeah, okay.
Usually I just like to be punched in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it looks like it.
That's what I mean by fighting. Fight me.
All right, Shay, we're gonna get Sports Guy JP on. Hopefully.
Very excited for this. Everybody knows how much I love to put my input in on any of the sports news because I do have a lot of knowledge. So, yeah.
I believe your picks were right more than Eggheads.
Well, obviously. Do you know who I am?
Let's see.
Thank you.
Bear with us, folks.
Burying
I hate
us.
When people say bear with us. Don't you hate when people say bear with us?
Does it
us?
Mean to get naked?
It doesn't mean like that at
like
all. JP, Sports Guy JP, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Thank you for taking the time to join us. We've had sports guys the last... Well, we had Egghead do his picks that he had his friends do. I guess they had a Twitter, and I think that was 0-2 in the parlay, or he gave us two picks. And then we had Hot Dog Eric call last week.
We did.
Who picked the Pens to beat the Islanders, and then they didn't win a game after that. I don't believe. So, sports guy JP.
Give us something good.
Now, sports guy JP. We were
competition's real tough, so let's.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we've been trying to get this guy in. He knows his sports and he knows his boxing. Now, if you want to call it boxing, there was a fight last night, Logan Paul against Floyd Mayweather, an exhibition, correct, JP?
Yes, exhibition.
So can you tell us a little bit about this?
I thought you wanted to hear more about the Ocho Cinco fight. But...
He's just Chad Johnson now, isn't he? Isn't he back to Johnson?
Yeah, he is Johnson.
I saw he was against some schnook who was like 0-3, and Johnson got one hit on him. He got a headshot. Did you see any of the fight?
No, I only got to see the main event.
I saw it on Instagram or something.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, but tell us about the main event.
Okay, yes, so... Based off of the main event, from what I've seen, it was exactly as everyone expected.
A cash grab?
But, so yeah, cash grab 100%. And not nearly as like funny as everyone had hoped. It wasn't even like funny in the way that this was a YouTuber fighting the best boxer of all time. Like, this went into a decision in a...
Was it way closer than it should have been? No, I know it went into a decision, but I don't think there were judges. There was just a referee, correct?
Yeah. So basically, it said if there was a knockout, they'd call it, but they're not gonna, crown a winner.
So essentially, the only way Logan Paul could have won that fight is by knockout, right?
Yes.
They would have never called decision by Logan Paul. And then after saw his numbers, he hit like 14% of his punches and stuff.
Yeah. So the final number was Paul threw 13%, 28 of 27.
Wait, what did I say?
You said 14.
Oh my God! So, wow. Whatever. Okay. Expert JP, anyway, do go on.
The lesser famous of the Paul brothers in boxing finished with 110 more punches thrown and connected on 13 less.
13 less punches?
Yeah.
Oh, length. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's
so he
difference.
Threw, how many punches did Mayweather throw?
Mayweather threw a total of 107. Paul threw a total of 217.
Okay.
Who's counting these punches?
So Logan Paul threw twice as many punches and connected on less?
Yes.
Okay. So it sounds like it was a close fight.
Well, so basically it was Floyd dodging, playing his game. First couple rounds, he was trying to figure Paul out. And then Paul came out swinging a little bit. It looked like his hands were down way more than they should have been. So Pulse? He was like gassed by round two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's swinging and not hitting anything.
Was
and then
Floyd
every
Mayweather,
other round. Yeah.
Was he playing? You said he was playing his normal style defense. Was he just playing not to lose?
Yeah. Basically, I think he got hit maybe once and decided I'm 44. I don't want to do that. So he just kind of played defense the whole time and dodged everything. So basically, it got to a point afterwards where Paul was just jabbing to keep Floyd out of his like zone because his reach was 4 inches longer. He is about
Logan Paul's reach is longer.
Yeah, 6 inches taller, about 50 more.
Is that strange that he's 6 inches taller and only has a 2-inch longer reach?
Yeah, that was something that was strange to me too. Yeah, it was a 72-inch reach versus a 76-inch reach.
So does Mayweather have a longer reach, or does Logan Paul have a short reach for his size? Do you know
I think Mayweather has a longer reach.
Okay, that makes sense.
Than his size.
But he's just we essentially just played to not have Logan Paul have a fluke hit.
Right. I think at the end of the day, these guys were just like in it together to make money and make.
Oh, absolutely. Look at the two people. Floyd Mayweather has never turned. He knows how to make money. And so does Logan Paul, apparently, which is disappointing.
Yeah. He was walking out with his Charizard card, like holographic. Like,
if anyone pays $1 million for that.
It was just like a statement. Yeah. And it got to a point where he's jabbing just to keep him out of his zone. And then they start hugging. I think Floyd was like wrapping him up and hitting him with close range. So Logan decided just to wrap him up and hug him to prevent getting tired and gassed and to also, prevent himself from letting Floyd beat up on him.
Does anybody out there in the boxing community think that this was anything other than a cash grab? Because everybody knows that, right? It's just for money. It's a spectacle.
A YouTuber's like.
An 0-1 YouTuber.
Jake Paul would have been the better fight. And he's
right. I was going to ask you that. Would Jake Paul beat Logan Paul? Like handily?
Jake Paul would beat. Jake would handily beat Logan, I think.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are they roughly the same size, though?
Yeah, Logan's a little bit taller, but they're about the same size. But beyond that, Jake is a way more skilled boxer.
Yeah.
Having said that, I've only seen Jake fight twice, and they were both about 15 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, none of them have fought anybody. I mean, they're fighting NBA players. They're fighting
basketball players. Right. UFC guys who are out of shape.
Right. It's, and they're all in it for money, and people are paying for it. So, you know, let them. Like, that was the one thing last night, because I wanted to see it because it was a spectacle, and I knew people would be talking about it. But I could not justify spending $50 on Jake or on fucking Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. I could not chip into that. If I went to a bar, I'd watch every second of it, but I will not add for Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
He did last eight rounds with the greatest boxer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I guess it's not a total loss, even though he looks pathetic. And I guess that's – I mean, Jake Paul's never stepped foot in the ring for real boxers. So, yeah. I guess props to both of them.
Logan sucks.
Despite him being a great boxer, this guy is – significantly larger than him. Yeah. So getting in the ring with someone like that, I guess I have to give credit to both teams a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is a lot bigger, but if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, the technical side is clearly on Mayweather, but they're both in it for the money, which everybody knows that. So it is what it is. Because like people, if you found out Donald Trump was fighting against fucking Larry Bird, I don't know, some spectacle like that. Michael Jordan, somebody like that. You think people wouldn't watch that? It would absolutely not be a good fight. It wouldn't be a good boxing thing.
That's
so just understand that it's a spectacle and not a boxing match.
Right.
That's the state of boxing now as a sport. You know, you don't have the
all-Tysons.
So they're throwing in Chad Ochocinco or, you know, these Paul brothers.
Right. Insert YouTuber of the day. It's going to be that little Ryan kid next. They're going to have little kid fights.
Right, and then the Catch Me Outside girl will be fighting somebody.
Yeah, she's garbage. Now, sports guy, let's move on to some other things. Not everybody's into boxing. We see Julio Jones is on a new team. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Julio Jones was dealt the other day over the weekend to the Tennessee Titans. Him, it was sent with a 6th-round pick for a 2nd and 4th-round pick, I've heard.
It seems like, I mean, I know Julio Jones is older now, but NFL players and their worth draft pick wise, I would, it seems to not add up as much as it does in other sports.
I agree. Well, NFL picks, like almost approximately half the league is undrafted. So you could find talent any round.
Right.
Just where the value.
So unless it's a 1st-round pick or an early 2nd, there's not much value in these picks. It seems like they don't have, but it also seems strange to give away Julio Jones. I mean, I don't know. I guess he's not happy.
What it comes down to is Julio Jones is 32, out of his prime, and he's over a $15 million cap.
Okay.
So at this point, it's would you rather have the 2nd and 4th round guys for the next 5 years?
If you're Atlanta, I think yes, right?
Yeah.
They're rebuilding. They're out of their window. Their window was when they lost to the Patriots and maybe a couple years after that with Matt Ryan playing at MVP level. Since then, I'm guessing they're redoing it. Get rid of the salary, get the draft pick. So it makes sense, I guess, for both sides. Plus, Tennessee's looking to win now. They have Derrick Henry. They have A.J. Brown.
Yeah, so the deal with Tennessee, too, is they need to upgrade their defense, too, though.
This is just what Shay's telling me. Shay, am I getting this right?
You're kind of reading my notes a little twisted, but I mean, like, you're kind of, like, on the correct path. Oh, yeah. It's, like, fine.
Do I sound like I'm reading straight from her notes, or does it sound like I'm doing it?
I mean, she hasn't let me have a chance to speak, so I'm just happy to finally.
You know what? That sounds me, honestly.
Yeah, well, so she's texted me on the side during this kind of the OBJ situation.
And what'd she say about OBJ?
Don't tell all my secrets.
So the thing with this, too, is Cleveland has been better when OBJ does not.
I agree 100%. I think Jarvis Landry is the prime guy there. I think Landry is one of the best receivers in the game. He's so underrated.
Yeah, and the thing with Tennessee, they have a first-year offensive coordinator who I feel like will be forcing plays developed around Julio. Whereas it's like, wouldn't you rather just ground and pound Derrick Henry? I mean, this guy is a perfect specimen of Jim Brown and Spike from Little Giants. Like, just give this guy the ball.
Spike from... Hey, oh, oh, fuck, I have 2 questions. Remind me before you go, sports guy. I got to get your input on a Mighty Duck thing and a movie thing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, maybe we'll cross them. We'll cross them. You have one more news story, right?
Mm-hmm. So what I was going to get to, I guess still on polio for the moment. I was going to say, it seems like Cleveland designs plays where they force the ball to OBJ and they don't rely heavily on the run, which works for them, and they win games with and Baker plays better.
And Hunt.
So I don't know if the Julio deal is going to work out like that, or Stephon Diggs, where it panned out in Buffalo. But I mean,
that makes a lot of sense. The way you said that,
5 years with any wide receiver.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense with what you were saying with Cleveland, with them forcing it to the OBJ, and it takes away the flow. I think when, like you were saying, when they have Nick Chubb, who's one of the premier running backs, and Jarvis Landry, who I love, and they're not forcing it to Odell Beckham or whoever the diva of du jour is for whatever team. I don't know that Julio will be like that. I feel like Julio Jones will probably want to get that ring. He's older.
I think the Julio fit is nice, but it's not game changing, you know. Because
I think if there's a problem with someone, is AJ Brown gets pissed that his production goes down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. I mean, their defense was third last in sacks last year.
Bud Dupree, 28th
ranked total. They had 19 total sacks, all the second most passing yards and touchdowns in the entire NFL.
So their defense was that garbage.
So they have a lot more issues than a wide receiver.
Wow, I didn't know they were that shitty on defense.
Yeah,
and they're adding Bud Dupree, who I like Bud Dupree as a secondary guy. So we'll see how that goes, not being against or opposite TJ Watt.
Yeah, and that's in a division now of Houston and Jacksonville. So, I mean, the Colts have their fourth quarterback, I believe, in 4 years. So, you know.
What do you think about Jacksonville this year? Are they going to be any good?
Trevor Lawrence obviously has the most hype among any rookie quarterback probably of my lifetime, but I think they're a few players away. I don't like the popular college coach.
Andrew Luck was probably pretty up there for you, right?
Yeah, Luck, Lawrence, those guys.
Lawrence has had a couple years, though. Is he a sophomore? Did he go after his sophomore year?
No, I think a junior. He played a couple years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the most. And then with Tebow down there, do you think Tebow's going to do it? I don't think Tebow dresses for a game. Actually, I say he dresses for a game to get the jerseys in there, but I don't think he plays. I remember seeing something, some Steeler put it out there. It's like, oh, we'll see how he is when he's in the game or what. When we play Jacksonville. It was Devin Bush. Yes.
I'm like, didn't you lose to Tebow and Blake Bortles?
You sound salty.
Devin Bush won't hit Tebow unless they're on the sideline together. Tebow might cover a punt. I could see him as a personal protector on a punt, and maybe a goal line
the
situation.
Whole Tebow thinks
goal line quarterback,
game
maybe
like Logan
even.
Paul. That's what it is.
It is. Oh, it's absolutely look at us. And well, I mean, they're a shitty team. They have the first pick. They need people to drum up interest. They have a new coach. They have a new quarterback. Why not? Why not?
Urban Meyer,
it's a business.
Someone who he considers a friend who did him well in college, and it's a money making thing. It's nothing more. I mean, he'd probably start in Houston at quarterback at this rate.
What's going on with Deshaun Watson?
I haven't heard the latest there, but I think it's just the same situation. I don't know if he'll get Dell. Team still might be interested, but it's just
that's
a bad
crazy
situation
story with him. Now, speaking of the money, I can't remember what you said. You just said something was on the money. Did he or?
Yeah, no, he did.
I don't remember.
Tebow and Logan Paul are both money-making.
There you go. Speaking of making money schemes, NBA and NHL still going on. JP, are there any bets out there? I've asked the Egghead, who claims he will be back in studio next week, so we'll see if the Egghead is back next week. But JP, NBA, are there any games? NHL, tell us anything. Tell us.
I'll be getting NHL.
Degenerate gamblers out there what to do.
Two games tomorrow. This is through FanDuel. So two games tomorrow in the NHL, Tampa Bay and Carolina. Tampa Bay's -1.5. So hockey lines are always a 1.5 spread. So it's tough to make
in favor of the home team almost always?
Or just the better team, you know.
I mean, in the playoffs, are they all?
It's generally the home team. I've noticed with Vegas and the Avalanche have gone back and forth because of the home ice, it seems like. Those are the two best teams. I think winner to that takes the cup. So if you want to bet one of them to take it all, you might get a discount bet there.
How many teams are left right now? Are there
we got eight total.
Okay. So what kind of odds are there now if you would bet, say, this round for the Avalanche to win it all versus the next round versus the finals?
I would have to
roughly
look into that.
I don't
at
expect
the moment
you to know.
It looks like they are the underdog against or no, they're still the favorite to win it all.
The Avalanche?
Yes.
Okay.
They were. I think
were they the President's Cup Trophy or what? The President's Trophy?
Yeah, they were the one seed, and they were playing Vegas, who I think may have been second best team. And just because of the division only play, they meet in this round while the Canadians are sweeping everybody in the Canada division.
Canada division's garbage, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They've just been beating up on a bunch of garbage teams. So then when they play somebody else, they're not going to know what hit them. Okay, so what's JP's sports pick of the week?
Okay, if I had to bet hockey, which I don't like to do because it's always betting the underdog to win or the favorite to win by two. So that's always tough. I would still take Tampa Bay minus the 1.5 over Carolina. I think they're the better team offensively.
You also have to think that most 1-0 games, there could be an empty net goal at the end, right?
Yeah, so another like scheme kind of in the hockey gambling world. I mean, fortunately, we live in a state that legalizes gambling. So I'm not condoning gambling by any means, but if you're interested, the one of the ways I'd recommend is you can bet over under for each period, which is 1.5 points. You just bet the third period in hopes of there being an empty netter, so that you know that plots half the goals you need.
There you go.
So if I had a bet, I would bet the Lightning and Lightning minus 1.5, and then I'd take Vegas and the points if I had to bet that strictly because these teams.
You do have to bet it because I am making you pick. I'm putting you on the hot seat. I know that you don't normally bet, but I would like for you to give us the answer because I've had people asking me for that. The listeners are interested. So putting, you know, gun to your head, what do you think?
So with the Vegas Avalanche one, I probably would not bet it, but if I had to, this is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
I see Vegas plus 1.5 is at minus 215. So that means you have to bet $215 to win that money back and win another 100.
Okay.
So that is a pricey bet, but if you take them to win outright, you win 130 if you bet $100. Now, a lot of it comes down to how much, you know, play money or house money do you have saved up on your, like, app, if it's FanDuel or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could bet higher security bets, let's say.
Okay.
So if you wanted to take Avalanche money line, which means you just don't like them minus 1.5, but you think they'll win, they're minus 154, which really isn't too bad if you have some money saved up. So I think Avalanche money line or Vegas money line are both fair bets, depending on who you prefer. At this rate, based off of the series, I would take the Avalanche in this game because I've seen home ice being a huge benefactor in the sense. But first game, too, to consider is Lehner played over Fleury, which was the beatdown game. Since Fleury's played, he's played significantly better than Lehner in that this series.
Sports guy JP, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hopefully we can have you in studio one of these days. Thanks for taking the time. We'll call you back in one of these weeks. And hopefully you can be the sports guy because Egghead and Hot Dog Eric are shoddy. So we'll give everybody their shot. And it'll be meritocracy. If you deserve it, you deserve it. If you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always good like to be that. Here. If you're begging to know, I would take 76ers minus 5 over.
Oh, I didn't know you had an NBA one. So I wouldn't have cut you off. I thought you only had one.
I could go into detail. I would say 76ers minus 5 over Atlanta. 76ers came out flat, then adjusted to Trae Young at halftime last time. So I think Hawks caught him on a fluke. Take Sixers in that one. Embiid got 39 off injury. I think he's good to come back. Clippers, Jazz would not bet. Simply would not. Evenly matched teams in a way. It depends if Kawhi Leonard goes off, then Clippers is the bet. If not, Jazz are deeper. They're much better at defense and hitting threes than the Mavericks were, so it's a totally different team that they're matched up against. Simply would not bet it, but if I had to, I'd take Clippers plus 4 because basketball is a lot of who's the best player on the court, and I like Kawhi better than Mitchell and Gobert.
Fair enough. Anything else, JP?
Nothing. That about wraps it up.
I appreciate a concise, knowledge-driven, you know what you're talking about?
You do.
So I appreciate the time. Thank you for taking the time. Hope to see you in the future weeks. Please stop in, and we'll see how your picks do. We'll hold you to them, and we'll check back next week if you're free.
We'll see. All I need is one. I mean, I took Floyd, if that counts, but you know.
You did take Floyd? What was the spread on?
I didn't actually throw money on it, but I think the line, closing lines, what they showed at the fight, had Mayweather at minus a grand.
Holy. Wow. So you had about a grand.
But I've seen it up to minus $5,000.
So it would be you had about a grand to win $100. That's what that means, yeah. Right?
Yes.
All right. That's a risk. That's a high risk. Yeah. Vegas needs to get their bets on both sides. So, Sports Guy JP, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
Bye, JP.
Yeah, thank you. Always great to be on the Poor Man's Podcast.
That's right. All right. JP.
He really knows his stuff.
He does. That's why I wanted him on there, because I knew he
was good.
I like not that he's nerdy, but I like a sports guy who's number driven. He knows his stuff. When I have when I have a question, he has an answer.
Yeah, 100%. He had an answer quick. And he was enjoying what he was talking about. I was like completely sucked into it. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Well, apparently
you've
been texting him the whole time. We've given him all his answers.
I didn't want to put it out there, but like I definitely told him everything to say. So everybody's welcome, honestly.
Shay, do you have any closing remarks? We've been going for, this is over an hour now. We've had some good guests.
Hello?
Were, okay, Shay, if that's what you really want to say, are you done?
This is right.
Okay, thank you, Shay.
I'm mad.
Oh! It's an hour in, Shay. We'll give you a break this week, but next week, please listen for Shay Knows.
Yeah, I know everybody's very excited for it. I apologize that it's not here this time, but we did have very, very, very good things to talk about.
Shay had it so prepared. She was so prepared.
I was very prepared. We're going to save it for next time, though. So, like, I mean, but I was very prepared.
You were the most prepared. I was the most prepared I've seen you.
So. I was way more prepared than JP, honestly. You know what I mean?
All the guests. Chris didn't know what he was talking about. JP, garbage. Me, I'm stupid.
Yeah, honestly. You're I'm literally the best thing here. And everybody's welcome for
I'm
that.
I'm glad. Let's get all those drops for the future.
This was really good. I enjoyed.
I thank JP. I thank Chris for joining us. Thank you.
No.
Thank you for giving the listeners what they want.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Honestly, I just want to thank you. For having
Let's
the
just
show.
Thank each other for half an hour.
Thank you Let's so just, much. No.
Nothing.
Yum. Okay.
All right, Shay. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. For Shay, I'm Chris.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the show to catch the latest episodes and share with your friends. We can't promise not to embarrass you. And if you just can't get enough, follow us on Instagram at poormanspodcast412, Twitter at poormanspod412, and Facebook. This is Pittsburgh's own Poor Man's Podcast, signing off. See you next week.